Joining us now with a look at the agricultural weather forecast is our very own AM 580's Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Well, good morning, Dave. And hearing some of those numbers and hearing how far behind especially Illinois farmers are with the soybeans, the upcoming week to 10 days, and the weather trend that we are looking at does not bode very well. It does look like we will see frequent showers and thunderstorms. Still looks like the heaviest rainfall will stay across the southern two-thirds of Illinois and Indiana, with the absolute heaviest being in southeastern Indiana and some locations along the Ohio River over the next 5 days. They're looking at a potential for as much as another 4 inches of rain with, again, ongoing threats for flooding in river valleys and some low-lying fields. There's also going to be more flooding along the Illinois River in southwestern, west-central Illinois. The storm track will keep things very active across the northern third of the U.S. Things are expected to start to settle down somewhat across the Delta and the Southeast. Now, that's as far as organized storms. There does look to be the pop-up showers and thunderstorms that will bring nearly daily activity across the northern Delta and the southeastern states, but it'll be more of the pop-up rain itself out and then dry out for a little while thunderstorm. So that won't be as bad as the systems that will be moving across the upper Midwest that, again, look to be bringing some precipitation into the area for the next week. Portions of the Midwest will dry down in the second week of a two-week forecast period, but again, we're not looking at any dryness issues across the region. The second half of June and the first week of July may be the warmest period of the summer, with cooling still quite likely in mid to late July. Again, across areas of the Corn Belt today, we're looking at scattered showers and thunderstorms that will be bringing some pockets of heavy rain across areas. Well, right now it's raining pretty heavily across eastern Nebraska and northeastern Kansas. The frontal boundary has pushed all the way down into northern Oklahoma, Arkansas, and then basically up the Ohio River Valley towards the eastern Great Lakes. And in the central plains north of that line, there could be some, not only some scattered showers with some heavy thunderstorms, but also a risk of some hail and some very heavy rainfall. High pressure centered across the Great Lakes will start to drift off to the east, and more scattered showers and thunderstorms, and again the potential for some heavy pockets of rain will work its way back into the western portion of the Corn Belt and then work into the eastern sections for later in the week. It does look like Friday we're going to see try and reestablish a little bit of dry weather across the bulk of Illinois and Indiana, and that may hold out into the weekend, but right now it's looking like early next week, starting out with scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. And then the wet pattern appears to continue across the northern tier of states, and that will, again, keep things active across Illinois and Indiana. So it looks like there's a possibility we will continue to fall further behind for the rolling averages as far as getting soybeans in the ground. And, again, not a whole lot of hope for getting late-season corn into the ground. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.